Back Talk is an extension of the award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs on Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, the podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
Oh, sweet it is. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Gary Hammond.
And this is Back Talk. When you tell me that your wife, Terry, stayed through the entire Apex film. Now, this is a Netflix film.
Yes.
So you can't go to the theater to see this.
No,
usually we're
no.
touting theaters. But this one, you have to watch. Now, admittedly, you have half the size of any theater. You have a screen. So that Terry should be enjoying it. But what do you think made Terry of the more of our toughest critics?
Well, she's just raving about the movie. As she was talking with her sister before I came down, independent of this preparation, to say that it was gripping and terrifying, and she couldn't look away. So I would agree with that.
One of our most robust actresses is Charlize Theron. And she's South African, and they set most of this film, Apex, in the Outback, right?
Yeah.
And what's your overall feeling about it?
She's had a traumatic event when she was hiking the trolls in Norway.
Yeah, with Eric Bana.
he wasn't around for long in the
right.
movie.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, she is in Australia in the Outback, and she's got a tricked-out vehicle that's all set for a person to go camping on their own. And she early runs into some scary characters and a seemingly benign character who's trying to be helpful, and then the story unfolds from there.
Yeah, some of this is stock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mean, you and I could have written the script up to that point. First of all, even though 6 foot tall or whatever, she's perfect size for you. Charlize, and tough lady, still going by herself, her character.
Yeah, her
going
character.
By herself.
And herself in real life. And she did most of her stunts in
yeah.
this.
However, she had protection against the bad boys. And that's the thing I most worry about. And I'm incredulous about that any woman would go alone into the Outback.
Her overlarge ego is established in Norway. Eric Bana talks with her about that. And the desire to exceed excess is what she's going for. And so it's not remarkable to me that she's going on a camping trip. She's not climbing now. She's going to go whitewater rafting. Terry said she read a review, and Charlize said she's never going whitewater rafting again.
Well, and I saw it, and I've done a bit of whitewater rafting, and I thought the footage on that was real.
It was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that again.
No.
I think it was the New River or the Gauley that I went on in a, Lord, we almost lost my daughter, Jessica. It was just, we were young and we were foolish.
Well,
and
I did the New River with my children, and Carly popped out at the first rapids, which is called Surprise. And I was looking out over the water for her, and the guide said, most likely you'll come up right beside the boat. And she did, and then she appeared after we got through the rapids.
So you know this stuff, and you had the feeling it was authentic, as I did.
Yeah.
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 Even though she might not have been the one in the kayak.
She was. For
yeah,
much of it.
Much of
yeah,
it, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
most of it. She was not in the kayak when it was upside down and her head hit a rock.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Filmmaking has gotten so good. I can't tell you whether any of that hiking that they're doing, whether that's real or not.
I can't tell.
Yeah, I can't either.
I'm moderately afraid of heights. I'm uncomfortable.
Me too.
In heights. It was nauseating, actually, when they were up that high, as far as that goes, and sleeping on the side of a cliff, which people do.
There's a great shot as they wake up in the morning, and you realize their tent is just hanging from
yes.
the side of this cliff.
Yeah.
And it's actually what people do.
Yeah.
And she and her boyfriend, Tommy, whom she loses. I mean,
yes.
this is not disclosing anything. That's part of the whole dramatic thrust is that she's getting over the fact that he falls.
Yeah.
Which I guess it will happen to anybody who goes that way. So then she's on her own with her. Yeah,
yeah.
And she has her kayak. And
well,
she has
a sleeping place in the back of it.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, then, we feel like we're in. Would I be correct in saying we're in deliverance territory?
We are in deliverance territory, and in fact, including even the importance of bows and arrows.
Right, thank you.
In this film, as it was in Deliverance, I could hear the banjo, da-da-da-da-da.
You can.
Yeah.
What's a nice touch is that the boys who initially roused her, they're hunters or they're just good old boys out. Different from Deliverance, where I think we had the nerve to depict.
I think they were good old boys from that area. Yeah, I think that they were there and they were out hunting.
Somebody like Terry would raise her eyebrows and say, "Yeah, I've seen this stuff before." She sees them trying to hustle Charlize.
Right.
She's called Sasha.
Yes.
Is trying to wrestle her up, and she's not taking a bait. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Taron Egerton arriving. I had the same thought. Must be related to Joel Edgerton of Train Dreams, and I can't find that.
Well, this actor is amazing.
Oh, he is so good.
He's amazingly pleasant and benign and ominous and terrifying.
And you're not giving anything away because even in their advertisements and so on, they mention how this boy turns out to be bad. So we're not given. It's terrifying whether you know he's going to be a bad boy or not.
Yeah.
But I love the way they present him as a nice counterbalance to these good old boys, mm-hmm. these nasty good old boys. Yeah. And we're waiting and hoping for somebody like this to come along to protect her. Not that she needs it.
And actually, when she was parked there, then the rough guys came to the camping site that the really singing Edgerton
Ben,
the bad guy, he directed her to that sweet spot, which is his sweet spot.
I know. And here she is. She's so smart.
Uh-huh.
And she takes directions from this complete stranger about this remote camp.
Yeah.
That was one of the weakest part, I thought, of the film. It just didn't strike me as realistic that anybody that smart would immediately take the suggestion of this.
Well, a woman alone, I would be suspicious of that, I think. But I've taken directions from people. And it only went awry when I wasn't able to follow them.
And you're right, but you weren't necessarily a woman alone.
That's my point,
And I can't tell you how many good friends of mine were women who believe it's their divine right to be able to walk out alone by themselves anywhere.
There was a frickin' frack, the mechanics radio show. They were called by a young lady who wanted to buy an old Volkswagen van. And Terry and I had two old Volkswagen vans, and we camped in the first one. She wouldn't go with me in the second. But in any event, she was going to take her dog, and they actually, at the end of talking about it and the advice and everything, they said, get something newer, get a Toyota, because you don't want to be out there by yourself.
With one of the nice guys, the ranger, they're constantly presenting you with counterpoints.
Yeah.
Counterpoints to the danger. Well, here's the ranger, and oh, that's good. You know, he'll make sure she's okay.
Well, but he warns her that a lot of people have gone missing.
I know.
And here are their pictures on the wall.
One of the very nice dramatic touches was when our bad boy video of the Carter family.
Yeah.
I mean, she hears it first, and she thinks that there are people there. I mean, she's very happy to find some people out there in the wilderness.
Right.
And then she realizes it's just him planting a video.
Yeah. And drawing her. It was bait.
Yeah.
Draw her there because then he attempts to get her.
Yeah. Where in this do we get a relief at all?
For me, I thought, well, this is Charlize Theron, and she's going to get out of this somehow.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so that hidden thing and how that's going to be, it looks at every turn as if she's going to get got. The attacks get more and more aggressive and much closer to success.
Yes.
And she believably escapes each time.
When she initially realizes what she's up against, she runs.
Yeah.
She does the very smartest thing she could possibly do, which is run into the bush.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he knows it really well.
Yeah, this is his backyard.
Yeah, this is his backyard. And he's got his crossbow out. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And another one of the, I thought, the really nice touches was the chain. I thought that was, you know, of all the menacing things.
That was a big surprise to her and to the audience.
Yes, yeah. Thinking that she would now, oh, she's got it.
Yeah.
But she's chained to him.
Yeah.
It dramatically adds so much, I think, to the story.
Right.
These two are bound together.
And she's even more powerful than he is, even though they're chained together. He's a drag on her. He's a trap for her. He's holding her. But she actually, in many ways, has the upper hand.
And she devises a plan that I thought was ingenious. Part psychology. And she's dealing with him and getting him to help her escape.
I don't know enough about climbing to know why it would be a two-person climb as opposed to a one-person climb. I know that the second person is always your anchor and saving
yes.
you from a bad fall. I guess that's it. That's what happened with her partner in the beginning.
Yeah, right. There's some unity in this that may be a little bit exceptional, which is the falling at the beginning, the falling at the end.
Yeah.
Something that ties it all together. You want to go, well, yeah. of course, dramatically, they're going to parallel
yeah.
what we open up with. But yeah. it works for me. Now, anything else in this film that you thought was believable? So I've talked about a couple of things that were unbelievable. Well, what was believable for you and for Terry? Because Terry's a tough nut.
Her angst over what was going to happen convinced her. I actually thought it was all believable.
Yes, yeah.
I actually did. The fact that she did, too, we didn't really talk about it. She didn't want to skew my review here. She was obviously a very powerful woman, an outdoor woman. She was on this adventure. She had a partner when she was in Norway, and now she's in the outback. And why shouldn't she do that? Why couldn't she do that? There's all these ominous warnings. We know it's going to be a thriller, even if we haven't seen the trailer, and it certainly was thrilling.
Yeah. Right now, Gary, what do you recommend about Apex, which is available on Netflix?
I really enjoyed it. I don't like horror movies. This is a survival movie.
Yes.
For me, there's a suggestion that maybe there's a way out of it. As far as that goes, I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good movie to see. It's not a children's movie, but...
No, it's not, but it's somewhere around teen, they would enjoy it. I know
sure.
my grandson oh, yeah. enjoyed it,
yeah.
although they thought it was a bit gruesome at some points. I'm with you. There were not much that I found was unbelievable, just her taking his directions. But then, you're right, I've taken directions, but I'm not a single woman alone in the outback.
Right.
But anyway, let's look at some survival movies. Well, Gary Hammond, besides your usual insights, you're the viewer I have who sits tall in the saddle. So I thought that this movie, Apex, was just your style. It's rugged. It's outdoor. It is. And when you have a mate like Terry to go along with you, it's an enjoyable ride. We mentioned Deliverance.
Well, we did mention Deliverance, which is so obvious. I looked
yeah.
at other movies, some of which I've seen. The River Wild with Kevin Bacon and Meryl Streep.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Kevin Bacon and David Stratham are bad guys, and Meryl Streep's family is on vacation on the river.
Oh.
And so he's a threat to them. Then there's Jungle, which is in the Bolivian Amazon. It's based on a true story, but it was actually filmed there. White Mile with Alan Alden. And this one is fun because it's a corporate team-building experience. And I referenced the Gully River. I used to go river rafting with the Manly Men. There, I met a fellow when our daughter was born. His daughter was born, and he was a truck driver, and he had brothers, and they were all crane operators and EPA checkers of landfills and so on. And they took me rafting. We went on the Gully River once. Well, we went several times, but I was the only one smiling in the picture as we went over Sweets Falls, and that's because I was the only one that had never been over it before.
Right, yes.
So we're waiting to get on the Gully River, and there's this big chute at the dam where it must be 40 feet in diameter where the water is coming out, and there's a corporate team-building experience. And in Alan Alda's movie, The White Mile, it was a corporate team-building experience, and these guys are all talking, and I don't know the name of their company, but, you know, go Corp, whatever it was, and they're on and on and on, and they're just doing this, and they march down, and they get into their raft, and they flip over immediately, make it back to shore, and they go up the hill saying go Corp, and they just leave.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they just gave up.
Nope.
Or they got to the end of the line, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But we got in and went down, and it was very exciting.
Well, at a particular time of year, the Gully is okay
October.
For beginners, right? Is it where they train? Where the guys train, I think, in the Gully.
The Gully has much more vigorous rapids than the New River does,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
all through the warmer months, so from the spring into the fall, and then the Army Corps of Engineers opens up the Gully River Dam and drains the water, and they do it on a time where the river running companies can make money.
Yeah.
And it's big business. There's lots of people.
Yeah, this is West Virginia, just a couple hours from Columbus.
It's Beckley, West Virginia,
right.
One of the truck driver got hurt in a truck accident, and so we didn't go the next year, so I went with a bunch of lawyers, and Terry said, "I'm worried about you." And I said, "I've been six times," and she said, "But you were going with the Manly Men. Now you're going with a bunch of lawyers." So in any event, but we survived. The best river, African Queen.
Well, hell,
thank
you.
With Humphrey Bogart and Catherine Hepburn.
For sure is a good choice.
And Bogart won an Academy Award for that. And he's all of the things that he is capable of being, including an alcoholic, including a hero, including everything. And she steeled his spine and helped him. And I recommend that movie to everyone.
Not whitewater rafting, but you would have to say Castaway is a survivor movie. Yeah. Tom Hanks is one that most people will pick on. It's the most humane, the most, enjoyable, lighthearted, if it could be. He's alone. I've got another one that I don't think you've seen. And this was set out in the West, maybe Utah, Moab, called 127 Hours.
Yeah, James Franco.
Yes.
And 5 days, he's trapped there because he's in a, I don't know what you call it, but it's been washed out by water.
Yeah.
It's very narrow, and a boulder captures his arm.
Yes.
And all he has is a cheap knife from a convenience store.
Memorable. I have my grandkids have frequently gone to Moab and gone hiking. And every time I think about it, I went with my motorcycle a couple of times across the West, and that Moab was one of the places I went. Yeah. But I cannot stop thinking about Franco in that one and cutting his darn arm off.
Yeah.
Or leg, I forget which.
It was his arm.
His arm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, talk about
it. And he survives that. The Life of Pi.
Oh, good one.
4 Academy Awards, 11 nominations and 4 wins. He's on a lifeboat for 227 days with a man-eating tiger.
I thought that was such an imaginative.
Oh, it was so great. I read the book first,
which was
in many ways better, but the cinematography was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Life of Pi. What an odd and imaginative one. Yes.
The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, great, great. Now,
Bear Attack?
Leo has to fight the bear.
Yeah, and that's the... John Huston made a version of The Revenant...
Oh.
Prior to that.
Prior?
He is the ship captain.
Oh.
And I forget who the other actors were and everything, but it's a similar effect. But Leonardo, the bear attack was more realistic, and it's my memory that they actually used a real bear.
Right. Very good. I think he got the Oscar, right? I think he did, yeah. Now, there's one that got to be on your list. This one I think most people would suggest. Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah. I thought about that as we were in the
Shelley
movie.
Winters.
As we were watching the movie, but then after I didn't put it on my list. Yeah.
That is the cheesiest one of them all,
but
the most memorable. I loved it. Over the top.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron was in Mad Max Fury Road.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure you would mention that. Yeah.
Ten nominations and 6 wins.
Is she already lost her arm in that? Do you recall? I think she may have. But anyway, she's one tough lady.
Yes.
And when she appears in the Mad Max. And she's going to be coming back, I believe.
Oh, good.
In another iteration of that Mad Max. And she is one tough lady in that one. And I know one you haven't seen that I just suggest that you and Terry see this.
Okay?
Because it's feminine, of which Terry is.
Yeah.
But it's also tough, of which Terry is. It's called The Descent.
Huh.
And these are young women who go into caves, and they get caught. They can't get out. It's a really tough movie. And along the way, they meet these odd creatures who can't see, because naturally they don't have any light to see it. But they're white and eyeless. Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
And they have
the advantage of in the dark because we depend. Human beings depend on our eyeballs unless we're blind. they don't. They have other ways of getting around.
I wondered if you had on your list, just for old time's sake, for sentimental value, Greenland 2.
No. I'm content that I said enough about Greenland 2 and Greenland.
Gerard Butler is a favorite hero of ours.
Well, he is. I enjoy his movies, and I enjoyed that movie too, but it was incroyable, as they say in France.
Very recently.
Yes.
Send Help. I don't think you've seen it.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. And she and her boss are stuck on an island. And he is dominating, prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the plane goes down and they're caught themselves on an island. And you could write the script.
Yeah.
The roles reverse.
I can't remember the name of the movies, and it was made twice. The second time, Madonna was the lead. She was a very rich woman on a yacht.
Oh, my gosh.
There was an Italian sailor, and they both survived a catastrophic sinking of the yacht, and they're on the island And he is, the dynamics change, and she becomes the servant, and he becomes the guy in charge. And there was a movie made 10 or 20 years before that, which was also
good call.
I'm going to say Swept Away, maybe, the title of it. Not sure.
That was an Italian movie.
The first one was an Italian movie.
I think you're right.
The
yes.
one with Madonna was a Hollywood production.
A forgettable production, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Too. At least I forgot it.
But it's fun to see Madonna.
It is. Oh, my. You have any more? I have any others? This was fun.
Let's see. Gravity, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. The Space Shuttle.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Terribly. Yeah. Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg is a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. It is a survival movie. He's trying to come back, but it's not in the classic. The Apollo 13, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
The oxygen tank blows, and they need to figure out. And I love the scene at Houston headquarters where they throw all the things that are within the capsule on the table, including duct tape. And they say, this is what they have to work with.
Good one.
You guys figure it out.
I'm wondering if you have this one on there. It's almost too obvious, or maybe because there are so few survivors, that you would have this on your list. Titanic.
I didn't. To me, that's not really a survivor movie because the survival is... I mean, the ship goes down and the people are floating and she's on the luggage or the wood or whatever and she's got the life jacket and he's in and he's going to die. So she survived. Certainly she made... She certainly made a wonderful life for herself after the Titanic crashed, and then she fulfilled her, she did full circle with her relationship with him when she went back, when she told the explorers for the Titanic that she had been on it, and she convinced them, and then they're looking for this wonderful gem, and she does the grand gesture. Over the grave below.
Yeah.
So I didn't. The surviving was such a short part of it.
Yes.
And it was all the built. It was the living, and then in retrospect, the life that she had, which they showed through pictures of the life that she had.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we don't get in our Apex movie that we've been discussing today.
Right.
We don't get any after story.
Well, the Apex 2 is coming out.
Get out. You're wrong. I know you're wrong. I know when you lie, and I can tell that you're lying. But anyway, so we've done a decent job on survivor movies, and we've certainly done a decent job on, unless you have some more, you got
Terror. Monster?
Charlize,
Academy Award winning best actress.
Whoa.
And she transformed herself into this monster. Old Guard, she was a superhero of one of the immortal mercenaries. Atomic Blonde.
Oh, and Atomic Blonde, she has a fight on the stairs that's memorable. And she kicks real butt in that movie.
And then North Country and Bombshell.
Yeah.
Two other movies with her in it. And
yeah.
Seeing her track record, it's believable that she did most of her stunts in Apex because she's been doing them for years.
All right, Gary Hammond, the film is Apex. It's available only Netflix, certified by Gary's wife, Terry, and Gary himself, and me. I don't know what more advice you want to get.
I mean,
you're sitting around saying, honey, what are we going to do? Well, get some ice cream or something and turn it on. And I believe there were very few ads in this one.
I
think it was at the beginning. I think they had one at the beginning, but I don't think they interrupted it smartly.
Right.
I mean, interrupting this film is such...
Yeah, no, I don't remember any, actually.
You know, I don't...
I can't swear that there
was... And I anticipated they had a couple minutes of an ad to begin. I said, oh, boy, and I have to go through this. I hate that. But not. Yeah. It goes straight through because the movie itself moves so fast. It's called Apex. What do you recommend?
I recommend you go see it.
All right, great.